Yes.
Doğruluk ve ihlas arasında bir ilişki var mıdır? Mutlak doğruluk.
Dinliyorsun değil mi? Benim kulaklarım tabak.
Doğruluk ve ihlas arasında ilişki var mıdır? Mutlak doğruluk ihlas yeterli açılan bir kapıdır diyebilir miyiz?
Doğrulukla, sıtla, ihlas arasında bir ilişki var mıdır? Mutlak olarak doğru olmak için ihlas kapısından geçmek lazım mıdır?
Muhakkak ki. Muhlis olmadan without being sincere it is not possible to be truthful. Sincerity depends obviously in the education or annihilation, better still, of one's nafs-ı ammara, because it's the ego which tells you that you are what you are not. In fact, that is the thing which it fears most. Because when you know that you are not it, and in fact that's what Freud calls it, das Ich, you know, the it me, the it, it calls it like an animal or a thing, you know. Once you separate yourself from being it, no? And that is what sincerity is. As long as you are it, you cannot possibly be sincere. So therefore, it's not easy job. But like many things, my advice is, there are certain bad characters which we are born with. Some of us are born angry, which is a sin. Some of us are born cowards, which is a sin. Some of us has been born as stingers, which is a sin. Now, to make a brave man out of a coward is very, very, very difficult. To make a soft man from an angry man is a very, very difficult task. To make a spendthrift from a stinger is also a very, very difficult thing to do. But I mean, the list can go on and on and on and on. To make a humble person out of an arrogant person is a very, very difficult thing. Which I have sought to advise is learning through imitation. We didn't know how to talk. We imitated the people who talked and learned to talk. We didn't know how to walk. We imitated people who walked around us, and we were able to walk. So if you're a coward, you imitate bravery. If you are lazy, you imitate hard working. If you are a stinger, you imitate to be a spendthrift. If you are mean, you pretend to be kind. But not once, not twice, not three times, not 100 times, 1,000 times. Just keep doing it and doing it and doing it. And maybe you will still be scared when somebody bigger than you attack you. But to imitate bravery may be successful. And then you may one day become brave because it's so nice. And you may one day become a spendthrift because it's so nice. Because one day you may become hardworking and it brings favors and success. And this advice, during the 30, 40 years we have been together, helped somewhat to people whom I knew were terribly lazy. They became hardworking. People who were stingy, they became, maybe not totally, but somewhat generous. Otherwise, to change totally is very, very difficult. So this was the way which was taught to me. So imitate. Imitate to be truthful. Imitate to be nice. Imitate to be honest. It works. Eventually, you may still be dishonest. But you see, this is good hypocrisy. This is also hypocrisy, but it is good hypocrisy. Ya Doktor Sadık. It's nice to be Sadık. I don't know who knows Arabic. That Sadık in Turkish also means devoted. Does it in Arabic also means devoted?
Devoted.
Yeah. Yeah. Dependable, devoted.
Loyal.
Loyal. Yes?
I think modern science teaches us that some people are incapable of performing certain tasks or being or possessing certain characters. Mm. I mean, the old debate of nature versus nurture, that we are the product of predisposed genetics and we inherit our characteristics and And some people are just incapable of being honest because they're just born to be dishonest.
Yes. Well, one would say that. One would say that. But you can imitate. I mean, you perfectly imitate other things. You know, I mean, that you are stupid and you imitate being intelligent. You know, so you can also pretend to be honest when you're dishonest.
And hope to become one.
Well, if you keep repeating something, it almost, you know, unfortunate, but it becomes automatic, you know. And especially when you profit from it, you know. That is what the reason of hypocrisy, isn't it? That, I mean, we hypocritically pretend that we are better than we are, and people swallow it most of the time, not all the time. Yeah?
Baba, someone said to me yesterday that somewhere in China or Russia, somebody was drilling for water, and they drill about 150 feet down, and he get water, but it's still going down, and he met about 200-300 feet down underneath the earth. He said a lot of animal mess and blood and all kind of garbage below there. So he said that, asked him, what do you mean by that? He said, all the people who sin goes past that water and go down to that hell. And that what hell, where hell people?
Çin'de veya Rusya'da adamın bir tanesi su çıkartmak için toprağa deliyormuş. Hı? 150 feet, 200 feet'e inince bakmış ki bir sürü pislik, bir sürü kan, pus, her şey orada. Bu ne diye sormuş. Bilge biri de demiş ki insanların günahları tepedeki sulardan inerek buraya toplanıyor demiş.
Kim demiş?
Bilen biri.
Allah Allah. Very interesting. Maybe. That's the kind of knowledge which is extremely useful. And if you don't know it in life, you're done with. Yeah.
Does animal have a soul, Baba? Animal have a soul?
Hayvanların ruhu var mıdır diyor.
Of course there is a ruhu hayvani. In you there is, in me there is. Yeah. Except when we die, it dies.
And the animal soul goes. I heard the Pope said that.
The Pope said, yes.
Yes.
I knew what you were going to say. I read the New York Times too. Poor Pope. He's trying to convince, maybe I can make dog lovers to become Catholics. It was years and years ago, a rabbi came, you know, and he said, well, I'm coming from Jerusalem, I'm a great rabbi, and I stopped in the Vatican and I talked to the Pope, and I told him that there is some anti-Jewish you cannot say anything anymore because it's anti-Semitic. And he promised me that he will change it. Why don't you Muslims also change things, in the Quran which sounds anti-Semitic? I told him that there was nothing in the Quran which says I'm anti-Semitic, because there is a hadith to the effect that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, don't salute the Jews of my ummah. my ummah. So don't salute to the Jews of my ummah. So those are not Jews, those are Muslims.
So when they come to my place of business, I shouldn't.
And also, for instance, the women, you know, that there are certain things in the Quran, the Hadith, which may be, you know, presumed to be anti-woman, and anti, but that is not. And I always tell the story of the woman at the time was Hazrat Abdul Qadir Geylani, the nude woman. Yeah. Things are not what they seem they are. Pope said, what was it that Erdogan has made a meeting, international meeting of the women, and he said that women and men are not the same. Well, true, they're not the same. I mean, you know, they have certain things in their bodies which are different. Physically, there is no question. And even if they go to the gym and they are very strong, they are still weaker than men who go to the gym. No, and I mean, they are physically, I mean, there are certain differences, and indeed, I mean, I have seen this beautiful blonde woman in a how do you call these machines, which bulldozer, you know, she didn't look right. I mean, that's not the job which she's supposed to do. A woman is not supposed to. You remember that there was this. Lately, there is the torture business going on, and I remember seeing the photograph years ago of this woman, American soldier, riding a nude Arab in Guantanamo. I mean, is that right? Would you ladies like to do that? I mean, yeah. Yeah. There are certain things which women shouldn't do. I don't say that they should be stuck in the house, you know, doing housework. Certainly they could work and they could do all sorts of things. They could be scientists, they could be lawyers, they could even be politicians if they are good liars. Ride nude Arabs in Guantanamo, I don't think. So the poor guy, I mean, that's what he said, but of course there was a huge, again, opposition, you know, that he's demeaning women. He's not demeaning women, on the contrary, he's trying to protect women. Like Effendi also said that pregnant women shouldn't be on the streets. Duchamp was very clever. C'est la vie, he said. Yeah. Yeah.
Duada Talat Halman'ın dua ederken Talat Halman'ın ismini andınız. Talat Halman hakkında biraz bilgi verir misiniz? Kültür açısından önemli bir insandı galiba.
Talat Alman hakkında bilgi verebilir misiniz? Kimdi diyor, dua ettiğiniz kimse kimdi diyor.
Talat Alman was the first minister of culture in Turkey, and he was the first minister of culture or any kind of minister whose ministry was closed down to kick him out. So that should be enough, isn't it, to admire him? He's, I think, 6 years younger than I, and he was a very good friend of us, which we saw very seldom, but somehow he liked me from the day he saw me beating Choban Mehmet in wrestling. It seemed that he was an admirer, and then he sort of paid huge compliments to me as a poet, then as a painter, then as a sheikh. And in fact, he's the one who wrote, did you translate that in English also, his thing in the book, or not? The my diary. There is a.
It was translated from Life of a Moth, right? O kitapta.
Türkçesinde var, İngilizcesinde var mı?
İngilizcesinde de var babacığım.
Var. And and I admired him because he died. He's 83. And he died when he was lecturing to his students. He dropped dead from a heart attack at the age of 83. People are retired playing golf, and he certainly can afford that, you know. But he relentlessly tried to teach people, and he was a very knowledgeable man. I mean, he was a good literary critic, and you know, and he knew. I mean, he was really the best minister of culture. But of course, you know, you cannot be too good. You will have opposition. So they wanted him to resign, and he didn't. So they closed his. Allah rahmet eylesin.
Baba diyor ki, Cehavi Mosin, parasın. Oyna, somebody down there. So a lady came to the store and she said, I said, well, we have one up in, up here. You could come to that. He said, no, that the sheikh over there, he robbed a lot of people and steal their money. So the guy had big mustache and they run him out.
Oh, my neck ache is coming back. Neymiş?
Patterson'da bir cerrahi camisi varmış.
Neymiş?
A mosque in Patterson. Cerrahi mosque in Patterson.
In Patterson.
A Sufi mosque in Patterson. Patterson'da bir Sufi camisi.
Evet.
Bir bıyıklı şeyh ihvanı soymuş.
You're gossiping, which is sinful.
No, unless I ask you to know it.
Shakir is an inquiry, my.
You come and tell me everything, Baba, so I guess I'll not ask you.
How am I supposed to know? That somebody steals somebody. I'm not a policeman.
I'm not gossiping, Baba.
Be careful with the policeman, by the way, if I were you.
And they all come here, we don't know who is who.
How am I supposed to know?
Baba, there's a question.
That's...
sorry.
Yeah?
Well, I have a question. So, about the organ donation. So, once you input into it, organ donation, and the consequence of that, also, it's a cremation.
Consequence of organ donation is cremation?
It's
another question. That's a separate question.
Talk about that. Mm-hmm. Speak about that.
organ bağışı konusunda biraz bilgi verir misiniz? Ne yapabilmemiz, ne yapmamız gerektiği? Bir de bu cremation'ın dindeki yeri var mıdır, yok mudur?
I am not a faqih, but I have never heard of any faqih saying that cremation is acceptable. What's the hurry? You know, you can wait if you want to be burned. You can wait till after the Yemidin. Probably those guys are. So they think that by burning themselves they're going to avoid being burnt in hell? I don't think so. As far as organ donation, since years ago, we are not ancient Egyptians. We don't believe that if we lose our sexual organ that we will be reborn in after the Yom Kippur without a sexual organ or an arm or a leg or something of the sort. The Egyptians, his ancestors, they believe that that's why they had their statues done. So that if they lose any limbs, you know, there at least a statue which is in intact, so they will be intact in the hereafter. That we body is not important, soul is important, and if it's an utter generosity. If I am dying, and if any of my organs, my eye, my heart, my lung, or whatever it is, or my liver, is going to help some, somebody, by all means so. And in fact, you know, that I had asked years and years ago that we should put it, whatever it is, on your
driver's
license or something. You remember how many years ago it was? 1,000 years ago.
We even had a form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I am all in favor of it. Besides, that lengthens your life. Your heart is beating in somebody else's chest.
Nurettin Baba para toplasın mı?
Ah, thank you. Nureddin, hit the rich. Dr. Sadık is here, and you see we praised him today. we talked all about him. I think
give him driver license.
I'll give my.
Anybody else who hasn't been hit last time? The ones who were hit last time, you are absolved. The ones who are not hit last time. Did you hit the other doctor there who just asked a question? We are not asking his heart.
Enver, is there a pen there?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. And a piece of paper.
And given I owe you from Vasek $100. Yeah, but I owe you from Vasek $100.
Vasek.
You know, I am going to Monte Carlo this time. So I need more money.
When you go to Monte Carlo, Baba, they double your money.
Shakir şeker veriyor. Shakir gives a little candy.
Lollipop.
That's it.
Lollipop.
That's enough. This is a question here for
you. Okay.
Earlier you were mentioning about your wife. I hate to bring it up again. In 40 years, she never verbally said to you, she loves you, quotations. but however she acted and she did everything for you. But did that bother you? Because 40 years later, you're still talking about it.
Zevcen, eşinizin, zevcenizin sevgi aşk kelimesini kullanmadan sizi seviyorum demesi sizi çok mu rahatsız etti ki 40 sene sonra bu konuyu tekrar bu konuyu açtınız ki?
No no, there were so many women in my life who told me they loved me. It doesn't matter.
But I only have one.
No, I gave it as a compliment on my wife. Because I repeat, the hypocrite says things to benefit for, and she doesn't. Yeah. Did you write I owe you for from?
Yeah, I wrote two IOUs.
Two IOUs?
Yeah.
Who's the other one? Oh, you are half as good as Vasek.
I am not a medical doctor.
Vasek is not a medical doctor.
Medical. Vasek is a constructor doctor.
Yeah.
Arkanızdaki levhada ve şurada bir şey yazıyor. Ah teslimiyet. Levhada ah teslimiyet yazıyor. Bu neden bu kelime seçilmiş? Yani bunun seçilmesinin...
Hangi levhadan bahsediyor?
Kaligrafi var Atatürk resminin üzerinde. Ah teslimiyet kaligrafisinin.
Evet.
Tasavvuftaki önemi nedir diye soruyor.
Yahu leave tasavvuf.
Yeah.
İslam.
Yes.
İslam. Teslim, İslam. To give up our will, little will, for the greater will of Allahu Teala. And again, you know, it pertains to your question of before. That blessed is he, the courage and the strength, and the strength of faith of the one who not only becomes taslim to Allahu Ta'ala, but also even to his fellow human beings. My Efendi used to say, you have to accept a dog as your teacher, precisely of its sidqiyya, that its total loyalty to you. That you kick him, he comes and licks your feet. You don't feed him, he comes and licks your feet. I mean, you not treat him right, you still is right next to you. Patience and loyalty and that's what he used to say. He used to say, accept a dog, you know, as your teacher. That's taslim, yeah, to a dog. Ne diyor kompütör?
9'a 12 dakika var.
İyi, 12 dakikamız daha var. On that subject, I think I told you that story before. I am ever thankful to a lady who brought me to my Sheikh, Munawwar Hanım Rahmetullah Aleyh. He told me she was an aristocrat, you know, sort of an Ottoman aristocrat, and a super intellectual Turkish Ottoman gentleman living in Paris with a French wife. He liked his privacy. He liked to read his newspaper. He liked to read his book. And he really didn't want to be bothered by his French wife, you know, to converse with her, to sort of joke with her, to be with her. So they were in retirement, and so he concocted this system to secure his peace. So he would sit down and doing whatever he is doing, reading his newspaper, you know, writing his memoirs, reading books, you know, and he had a watch there, you know, every half an hour or 1 hour intervals, and the lady is out there doing whatever she's doing. Mon amour, comment vas-tu? Je t'aime. Monsieur, mon amour, comment vas-tu? Je t'aime. Hein? So much for mon amour, yeah. And so much for je t'aime. Yeah. You know I do. Do what? Yeah. And I do. So did we finish $1,000?
More.
Oh, good. Okay, we can stop now.
Yes. I'm a Ushak or Tim? Ushak or Tim?
I don't know, what do you think, you're there?
Since you did practice Ushak, if you...
We don't practice. We just do it.
Maidan is set up with Deborah.
Baba wants something else?
No, I'm just letting you know the Maidan has so been set makam up da, with Deborah.
What makam are you
going to do? Neymiş?
Devran. Devran için tadıları kaldırmışlar ama makam olarak ne yapacağız?
Kaldırıyor mu? Bu efendi burada yokken yaptığımızı, hani efendi buradayken yapamadığımızı yapacağız.
Hüseyin.
Evet. Safayı sadrında ilan.
Eyvah.
Yok eyvah, niye eyvah?
Baba, you said that we all of us are hypocrites. In the beginning. So how do we minimize this hypocrisy in our life?
Yes.
How do we minimize the hypocrisy?
He got all nervous because we were going to make the
But I'm saying that in the beginning you say that we are all hypocrites.
Yeah.
So how we minimize this hypocrisy in our life, especially with our children?
Bu münafıklığı nasıl azaltabiliriz hayatımızda?
At the end, I gave a humble suggestion. My Sheikh said that Shaitan lying could be instrumental for you to be a good Muslim and to be a good believer. All what you have to do is just either don't do what he says to you, or better still, do the opposite of what he tells you to do. So you do the opposite of what you do as a hypocrite. Instead of saying, I am intelligent, you say, I am stupid. Instead of saying, I am powerful, you say, I am weak. Instead of saying that I am brave, you say, I am a coward. Because actually it is the shaitan lying in us, our nafs amara, who is telling us, you know, to tell to other people, you know, what we are not. So just say the opposite of it and behave the opposite of it. Halıları kaldıranın kabahati benim değil. Biz güzel güzel kuşak yapıp kalkıp giderdik. Nerede o? Yeni meydancı başı başımıza dert açtı.
Zikirden sonra soracağım ona zaten.
Sonra döversin.
Zikirden sonra döveceğim onu.
Bak Murat çıktı geldi. Ya Safa'yı sadrında deyince hemen çıktı geldi. Burak sen nerede?
İçeride babacığım. Bunu yapmıştık.
Allah Allah. Allah Allah.
Güven baki.
Ulan vallahi aferin. Birkaç tabii ufak tefek yedirtildi evet, ama ziyan yok.
Küçük olduğu için öyle.
Ulan nasıl yaptınız? Makine mi yaptı
makine
bunu?
Makine yaptı. Şöyle arkasına da siyah bir taş koydum babacığım böyle de şeydi gözüksün diye.
Ya yani bunun zaten siyah rüzgünü yok, bunun üzerine ko.
Bir tane mi yok?
Su çekti.
Vallahi gayet güzel.
Şurada bir tane şeysi var. Nokta, iki tane nokta evet. Var. Bunlar küçük olduğu için düştüler. Onlar başka bir yine taşın başka tarafından kesip onu oraya koyacağız. Yapıştıracak şekilde.
Yapıştırırız, evet.
Hacı sen de gel.
Hatırla.
Gelsin.